Today will be Ezra Hashem be learned Daf Lamed Gimel of Masechta Sukkah. Some of the topics we learned about include the following. Different types of hadas that are valid and invalid. If the top of the hadas or the arava was clipped off, can objects used for mitzvahs be disqualified and rejected permanently for use in the mitzvah? The status of berries on the hadas and when they invalidated. Details regarding the binding of the four species together. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about include Shem Levi, an accompanying name. When something is known by a descriptive name and not just by its generic name. Dichu etzel mitzvahs, rejection regarding mitzvahs. If an object was at one point disqualified from use in a certain mitzvah, does it become permanently rejected even if the cause of disqualification is no longer present? Kizu hadam, when slaughtering birds or wild animals, the blood must be covered in dirt after the slaughter. Tasev elimina asai, you shall make it and not use something which is already made. Those mitzvahs that require an asiyah, something to be made, must be done initially in a way that is valid to fulfill the mitzvah. If the item in question was made in an invalid way and then fixed, it remains possible. Ezeif, hisap, this is a plant that was dipped in the blood and used to spread it on the Jewish people's doorposts before the Exodus from Egypt. Zekelevanvei, this is my God and I will beautify him. It is a mitzvah to use beautiful items for performing mitzvahs, a beautiful talis, sefer Torah, esrog, and so on. Tikkun mana, repairing an object. We may not repair an object on Shabbos or Yom Tov to make it usable. Davish ein miskaven, an unintentional act. When someone does something permissible which results in something forbidden, but it happens unintentionally, the second act is considered an unintentional act and is permitted unless it is a psik reisha, an inevitable result, such as when the head of a chicken is cut off, it will definitely die. If the second act is a psik reisha, the primary act is also forbidden. Esther Natias, 10 saplings. Fields must be left fallow during the entire Shemitah year, every seventh year, and for 30 days before the Rosh Hashanah of that year. However, it is permitted to plow a field that contains 10 saplings for every beisa, which is 2,500 square amos, until the very last day before the Shemitah year begins.